Currently, we have temperatures still in the 40s this morning, 48 degrees now in Lynchburg, 46 in Bedford, 48 in Salem, 48 in Danville, and 46 in Roanoke.
I had a flight from Tampa to Los Angeles, where I live, a couple of days ago, and I was checking into that flight. You know, they make you put your bag on there and you weigh it. And that lady from the airline looked at me. She goes, "Sir, your bag is over 50 pounds. And for safety reasons, we can't put bags in excess of 50 pounds onto the flight." So I start to grab the bag. She goes, "But if you give us $100 more, we'll go ahead and throw it on the plane for you." I was like, "Well, that's great, but how does that fix the safety issue that you were just so concerned about? Let me get this straight. If I give you $100 more, you're going to turn on the extra safety features of this aeroplane." Like, "I didn't know that's how it worked. They shouldn't have gave me that kind of information. We're about to take off. Like, starting to put your seat up, we're about to take off. I just threw $100 at her." I was like, "Nope." "Here's 5 more. Trey stays down." I'm a Trey down kind of guy.
He does have a point.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If we could give you $100 and all of a sudden it's not...
It goes away.
Yeah.
Problem goes away.
Interesting. Just throw some money at it.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Is the government running the airlines now?
I don't know.
She said, "Do you come from a land down under? A women go and women below."
Well, I will tell you, the folks down under have done a really great job with the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Because they have some of the lowest numbers.
It's like 1,178 deaths out of 25 million people.
Which is terrible.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, they've managed it pretty well. Now, they've managed it with a lot of lockdowns.
Oh, my gosh.
And nobody's coming or going in Australia for sure.
Yep.
And that's part of the reason that they've done so well. But I think the people down under are done.
They are done.
Police helicopters look for lockdown violators like these folks trying to enjoy an evening on a rooftop. And the government has fired rubber bullets and tear gas at anti-lockdown protesters, including children. James Allen, Garrick Professor of Law at the University of Queensland, calls it heavy-handed despotism.
"It's been appalling in Australia. And I say that as a big fan of Australia. I'm Canadian. You can tell from the accent. But it's come as a real shock to me how conservative friends are perfectly happy to go along with this."
Australia consists of 6 states and 2 territories, each with their own COVID restrictions. Under a new home quarantine plan for international travelers, if you don't send the government your photo and location when it sends you a text, the police will come to your door. Melbourne pastor Paul Furlong has been arrested 3 times and placed in solitary confinement for opening his church during the lockdowns.
"The reason I did was for what I believe was a greater law, and that was to obey the word of God. And so I had to choose God's law over man's law."
This church in Sydney, shown before the lockdown, was raided and fined for holding what authorities called an illegal service and for not scanning people's phones before they entered. Some pastors are now concerned that the government could require a vaccine passport before entering a church. We asked Evan Mulholland at Australia's conservative think tank, the Institute of Public Affairs, if he still considers Australia a free country.
"Well, it's a good question. It's a question a lot of people across the political spectrum have been asking. These things don't happen in a vacuum. They happen when the political and cultural elites slowly take away our freedoms and they become normalized."
Australians have also begun turning in one another to authorities, East German style.
Wow.
That's
not cool.
If you want to see that whole, it's about a 6-7 minute package. Just, you know, it's a CBN.
And isn't it interesting how little we see in our mainstream media
right.
about this story.
Yeah, I mean, you have to rely on somebody like the 700 Club to bring that out. So
it's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
Could be coming our way. Hopefully not.
The police are regularly checking people's reasons for being outside.
Mm-hmm.
Violent protests this week. 200 arrests made there.
Yep.
A vaccination center had to be shut down because people were attacking the staff.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't get that.
Yeah.
They're just trying to do their job, folks.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they're mad that they can be out. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, hundreds of protesters have been taken to the streets.
Yeah.
And it just makes you wonder, is that going to be coming here?
Yeah.
Now, they say these lockdowns will end once they get 70% fully vaccinated, which is expected next month. But I don't know.
It's just interesting that, they have that, whatever that threshold, like you said, 70%. And then they'll stop the lockdown. I mean, here's the thing. You know, when Biden addressed the leader of Australia the other day, that was quite funny. You know, the guy down under, he had that meeting, that video, conference or whatever the other day. They look at other world leaders. I mean, Joe may take a page from them and say, hey, it worked mm-hmm. down there. Why not try it here?
Well, New Zealand, their prime minister says she does not want to use lockdowns in the future and sees vaccinations as the golden ticket to navigate the pandemic.
Right.
Her remarks come as Auckland remains in the sixth week of lockdown following an outbreak of the Delta variant.
Mm-hmm.
New Zealand has taken an unusual zero tolerance approach to the virus and is trying to completely eliminate the outbreak in its largest cities through drastic measures, at least until vaccine rates improve.
Mm-hmm.
15 more local transmissions were reported Thursday. She says she's hopeful that she sees a hopeful path in using vaccinations
mm-hmm.
coupled with public health measures.
Yeah.
About 62% of New Zealanders have had at least one dose of the vaccine.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, it's
going to be interesting.
Time for a public service announcement.
Get vaccinated.
It's from our president reminding us to
get vaccinated.
Hey, we've got a public message, public service message for you. If you haven't checked out Insane Radio yet, you have got to do it.
Yes.
And one of the things we've been talking about is you need to get your Christmas shopping done
mm-hmm.
early.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's going to be available.
You're absolutely
and what's
right.
not going to be available. So Insane Radio Deals is a great way to do that. You can go to InsaneRadioDeals.com. And one of the ones that we haven't talked a lot about, but I think is worth talking about,
mm-hmm.
Is our friends at Outfitters.
Yeah, Any Day Outfitters in Roanoke work in Western apparel, footwear. You can pick up a gift card now worth $50 for $25. That's half price. You can just simply go to the website and buy it.
And people like my boys, mm-hmm. if you have hunters in your family, they want a great pair of boots. This is a place to go.
Yeah. You're going to get it for half price. You can buy a couple of these cards if you want.
Of course you can.
You're going to buy a $100 pair of boots for $50 if you buy two of the gift cards.
Or a $200 pair of boots for $100.
For $100, right.
So,
you had nice boots yesterday.
I did. Those were my Justins.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Justins there at Any Day Outfitters. So that's a really fantastic one there. But you need to get them before they're gone. Another one that's great for fall that's kind of new is Gary's Garden Center.
Yep.
And they've got $50 gift cards to Gary's Garden Center for $25.
Yeah.
And then something new is Runabout Sports in Roanoke.
Half price as well. Runabout Sports, $25 for a $50 gift certificate. This is real money, people.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to save half price right now if you take advantage of our Insane Radio Deals. Of course, we've got T4 Tactics. And they've got their Pepper Spray Workshop.
Yep, which would be a great gift for like a young person, especially a young woman.
Yeah, $18. It's worth $45.
Mm-hmm.
That's less than half. And then, of course, they're going to do their concealed firearm safety class. $45. That's half price. Normally $89. And then Chromato is still up there. $70 for a $100 gift card over there, Chrome Audios, and then a bunch
Auto.
Of Auto, and then a bunch of Sequest up there from, I mean, we just had somebody come and get the Sloth Interactive experience, $20, half price right now, $10. A lot of their stuff is half price, and then Ocean Organics, $15 for a $25 gift card.
So this is a great way to do some early shopping. You want to plan a little trip with Travel Lovers. You can do that too. $100 gift cards for $50. I noticed that they had one a bus trip to Lancaster that they were doing to see. I think it's Queen Esther that's playing there now. But they do all kinds of fun trips that you can take in, or they'll just plan like a little road trip for you. There's so many things they can do.
Our former intern, you remember the Underground Bread Railroad?
The Underground Bread Ring in Lancaster? Yeah, that was a big deal
there. That got busted, so.
Yeah, it did.
Maybe the stories are still out there.
They probably moved from the Yoder barn to the Schmidt barn. Who knows?
Something.
Yeah. Hey, we'll be back with more on this Friday, but be sure to go and check out the Insane Radio Deals. You're helping out those local businesses. You'll get some early Christmas shopping done, and you're helping out the radio station, too, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, it does. It helps pay our salaries. So if you want to have a direct impact on Janet and I getting a paycheck, you can actually buy some of these gift cards, and you can gift them for Christmas. A lot of people do gift cards for Christmas. It is 8:17. We'd love to talk to you. Give us a call, 866-916-3776.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
Had some happen to me. It's never happened before. I had a flight from L.A. to Charlotte and had a layover in Baltimore. And the plane landed. It got 20 yards from the gate and the plane stopped. And the pilot came on. He's like, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be here a while. We can't just pull this plane up to the gate. We got to get a tow. This model plane has to be towed in. Have you ever heard of that? That was driving me. I was like, what do you mean? And he kept coming. We waited like 40 minutes for this tow to show. And he kept talking like that was no... He's like, sorry, this model plane needs a tow. I was like, you mean the model plane that just took off from Los Angeles, California? Used two massive engines to get up to 30,000 feet? And then soared from sea to shining sea like a proud, bald American eagle? Used its fancy gizmos and gadgets on board to locate one strip of concrete in Baltimore, Maryland, landed safely on that concrete, got 20 yards from the gate, and all of a sudden that same plane is like, no. Yep. I am exhausted right now. America is big, man.
I feel the same way about people who leave their carts in the shopping center. When they unload their groceries just leave it in the parking lot.
Yeah,
I mean, are you just so exhausted you just can't walk another 10 feet?
Yeah, because I mean that cart took care of you all that time. The least you can do is return it. That's why they have the whole thing at Aldi's where you make a quarter if you return it.
Well,
or
it's
you
your
can
quarter.
Gift it. Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, you can gift it to somebody if you want.
Sometimes people do that.
Yeah.
But that is why. So it doesn't run into people's cars and stuff. But that's a big pet peeve right there.
Yeah, there you go. I got Alan on the line. Good morning.
Oh, my God, Janet. I hate that, too. That's why I like going to Aldi.
Right.
Because you have to put the quarter in. Then I have to ask my wife for a quarter. Oh, crap, I don't have a quarter.
You don't have an Aldi quarter in your car or truck?
Yeah, I keep one now in every vehicle, the Firebird, the Cherokee.
Yeah, you want a dirty look in my car, you reach for my Aldi quarter.
But, yeah, I just wanted to say, Mark, that picture with Richard Petty was awesome as a kid of the 70s.
Yeah.
Richard Petty and Ric Flair and Muhammad Ali and Evel Knievel, these were the guys.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So that was awesome. And the crazy thing was that Richard actually looked younger than you. What's up with that? Is he got like an eternal youth or what?
He does. I think he's coloring his hair. I think.
Well, he had a hat on.
Well, I mean, they look good.
He
Some
does.
Guys don't look good with that kind of hair colored, but it worked for him.
Yeah, he does look exceptionally good for his age.
He's got that dark skin complexion.
He does, yeah.
He's very trim. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was good meeting him. But I will tell you this: if I ever had the chance to meet Evel Knievel, that would have been a thrill. It would have been.
Oh, I know. Me too. Yeah. I had an Evel Knievel bicycle.
Oh.
And cape and everything. So yeah, back in the '70s. So
how many trash cans did you try to jump?
Actually, my dad had tractor trailer tires, so I would stack them up and put a ramp up on my, and I had a banana seat on my bike.
Yeah.
But I would put the ramp up on the tires, and then I would jump over the tires, you know, and go way up, flying up in the air.
Yeah.
No helmet, by the way.
Oh, I know.
No helmet. No pads.
None of us had helmets back in the day.
What was wrong with us then? Hey, thanks for the call. Have a good weekend.
Sorry. So I had that brought back a memory. I had a banana seat on my bike.
Right.
And it was purple, and it had sparkles in it.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, it had the flakes.
Yeah,
like a paint job.
I thought it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was.
I love that bike.
Yeah.
And I told you, my dad worked on cars, so we had access to like legit ramps.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably far too dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't have been doing that. But anyway, there you go.
Yeah. Liz says, "Haha, banana seats."
I bet she had one. What color was yours, Liz? Was it purple with sparkles in it? Mine was.
I think mine was black.
And I remember seeing it for the first time as the little twinkling lights from the Christmas tree made the seat sparkle.
Oh, gee.
There's a memory.
Wow, that is a good memory.
Mm-hmm.
Not that far away from Christmas.
I know.
That's kind of scary. Yeah, well, I think it's like 100 days or something. We should have a countdown clock.
Maybe. Long as you're not playing Christmas music.
Somebody got pretty upset. I was seeing a story online. Somebody said it was 100 days till Christmas, and somebody on social media jumped all over them.
Some grump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look, I have friends that start counting down, you know, January 1.
Oh, really?
And look, I love Christmas, too. But
yeah.
I'm telling you, we're going to keep it simple this year because, I think everybody needs to keep it simple. And we need to appreciate what really matters.
Sandra checked in. My Schwinn bike from childhood had a dark blue banana seat with sparkles.
Oh, hers had sparkles too.
Favorite bike ever.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Because they were the best. And she probably remembers when she got it as well.
Hey, can I share a little inside baseball here? Just for a moment. James Cook, who helps put our Friday nonprofits
Tell her
together.
Dad jokes.
Yeah, he works really hard, and we appreciate him so much.
Absolutely.
But he has his, and I say there's a butt in here. He does his dad jokes. No, was that a Freudian slip? Bad jokes? He does his dad jokes.
I think he knows they're bad.
He usually starts on Friday. He started early yesterday with a pretty good one that I'm going to share on the air.
Oh, no.
You had your icon where your hand was on your face. But anyway, you don't want to iron your four-leaf clover. You don't want to press your luck. Boo! I thought that was pretty good dad joke.
He does have the dad jokes now.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. It's a gift and a curse.
He went from a D to a B on that one, I think.
Okay. Whatever you say.
So anyway, thanks, James. Just want to give you a shout out if he's listening right now.
So we had an update on a story yesterday, pretty disturbing story.
Okay.
That Virginia Tech football player that was suspended.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a second degree murder charge placed against him.
Oh, wow.
I don't know that I can say his name correctly.
Okay.
Azamemen Etu.
Mm-hmm.
Was certified by a Montgomery County judge to a grand jury yesterday. He appeared in court for a preliminary hearing in connection with the death of 40-year-old Jerry Paul Smith of Blacksburg from the end of May.
Right.
Both the prosecution and the defense spoke during the hearing. The Commonwealth called three detectives from the Blacksburg Police Department to testify about the homicide investigation, describing the crime scene, the process of identifying the victim, after he sustained trauma to his face and neck. According to investigators, Etu and Smith or rather a two, and Angie, the woman Smith had been posing as, matched on Tinder.
Oh, wow.
And had a consensual sexual encounter that day in Smith's apartment.
Okay.
However, police say a two went to Smith's apartment with two friends to determine whether Smith was a man or a woman, but the apartment was minimally lit, mm-hmm. and Smith was concealing his face. However, security cameras show that the other two people stayed outside the apartment. A two was the only one who went inside with Smith. After he discovered Smith was indeed a man, he reportedly punched him multiple times,
wow.
and Smith fell to the floor.
Wow.
They said the detective said the Etu told him he was stepping over Smith and accidentally stepped on him in his slide shoes.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
It apparently got very emotional. It's a mess.
Yeah.
This young man, his life is like, football's career is over. He's just ruined. It's not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
So it will be going to trial.
Okay.
Looks like.
Interesting how all these social media platforms help in the solving of crimes.
Smith's family is saying it was premeditated. And of course, they're saying it's not. It's going to be an interesting story to follow for sure.
Yeah. One story that's being followed nationally is, of course, the death of Gabby Petito. I have a little comment that I heard something on radio that was interesting, and I think you'll be interested too as well, Janet.
Okay. Currently, temperatures aren't moving a whole lot this morning. We have. We have 48 degrees in Roanoke. We are up in Alta Vista. They've got 52 degrees in Alta Vista. Mm. Salem has 48. Lynchburg has 52. Bedford has 48.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Coming up a little bit.
We don't
celebrate. Very fall-like. Every window in the house open.
Well, I didn't run the fan for the first half of the night. I got up in the middle and I said, I'm just going to move the air around a little bit. But yeah, I mean, just... The window was barely, it was open about 3 inches, and it made a difference. It was nice. I'm with you. Let's open the windows. I'd open the doors, but the bugs come in. I need to install that screen thing that my wife gave me 2 years ago. Anyways, we don't celebrate it much in the following hours. We open our show with one of these.
Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Yeah, we're excited that it's Friday. We hope you are, too. A lot of things going on in our area this weekend. There was a new beer place opening downtown Lynchburg. If you're a fan of beer, you're in luck. Greenhouse is opening today. It's a beer garden. Offers a wide range of beer on tap and cocktails. They also have a selection of German-inspired foods for you to snack on. Janet, if you ever had to do a five and dine and a German kind of food, What would you think?
Probably something with with the kraut and the apples and the pork and that kind of thing.
Shepherd's pie is not German, right?
No,
that's like Irish.
That's British.
British, okay.
Yeah, that's English.
I could eat it and think I'm German.
If you get a shepherd's pie, it's going to be typically British.
Okay.
Culcannon is Irish. That's like potatoes and cabbage.
All right.
So cabbage in a lot of different ethnic foods.
Yeah. Greenhouse opens today at 5 for their first. And it's the beer on tap self-serve. I may have to just go down and see what that looks like.
Students at 4 public schools in Botetourt County are going to have to find alternate transportation to and from school today because of 2 canceled bus routes. According to the Botetourt County Public Schools, bus 48 and 65 have been canceled. These cancellations will impact students at Breckenridge Elementary School, Eagle Rock Elementary School, Central Academy Middle School, and James River High School. School officials say that families along these bus routes need to provide transportation for their students. If that's not possible, your student will not be marked absent from school, but you are urged to get any missed work or assignments. We're seeing this in a lot of places right now.
Yeah.
So
if you're looking for something to do on the south side this weekend, the Danville Pennsylvania County Fair is going on. Larry Burnett, owner and operator of the County Fairground Association. They've made a $20,000 investment just this week, Janet, down there to get some extra security, some cameras and different kinds of ways to check in. They're going to do a detector wand, facial recognition, and so on. So because there was a shooting there, and they're taking the proper measures to make sure everybody feels safe down there. Again, you know, to help him recoup some of that $20,000, hope some of the folks on the South Side decide they want to go to the Pennsylvania County Fair this weekend.
Nice. There is a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. A few things that I'll mention for this weekend. Drumheller's Orchard Apple Harvest Festival. That's going to be taking place in Lovingston on Saturday and Sunday. So if you want to take in a fall festival, that might be the place to do it. Face the Music Recovery Stories with Roads to Recovery supported by Songs. That's going to be at the Academy of the Arts tonight at 7 p.m. at Jeter Farm. Tomorrow starting at 9, they're going to have the Fall Festival and Country Store going on there. And then this one I thought was interesting. There's going to be a poultry swap at Ayler's Farm and Garden.
Oh, really? A poultry swap?
A poultry swap.
Oh, poultry. I'm sorry.
Poultry.
It is poultry. Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, birds.
Yeah, like chickens.
The best little swap in Virginia.
Hmm.
Crafts, farm fresh eggs, homemade baked goods, plants, live chickens, ducks, quail, guineas, and rabbits, along with an occasional partridge, pheasant, peafowl, goat, and lamb.
Well, there's going to be a little bit of a swap this weekend with me and Thomas. You know, some 8-tracks and a triple X.
The 8-track swap. The 8-track swap's going on. Bring your 8-tracks.
Triple X Nextel t-shirt. It's a t-shirt. No, not a movie or something. The way Janet looked at me because I paused to take a breath at Triple X. Anyway, he's going to bring me a shirt.
I wasn't sure where you were going with this.
And I'm thinking maybe I could take those and just go right down to the swap down there at Ayler's.
I don't think they're going to swap a guinea fowl for an 8-track of ABBA.
A stack of 8-tracks might get me a dozen eggs. What do you think?
I don't know. You might check that out.
No, Thomas, I wouldn't do that. I'd listen to the 8-tracks first.
Do you listen to 8-tracks?
I am getting a decent collection of 8-tracks.
Okay.
And I think I may install my 8-track player in my shop because I have a sound system up in the shop. Imagine that. And I don't have my 8-track hooked up to it. So,
but you will.
I will.
Very soon. So we've been talking about how, you know, the internet is a mixed bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's a double-edged sword. It can bring out the best and the worst in people. Many times you see people cyberbullying and catfishing and all kinds of things. But it would seem that it's the internet sleuths that are taking matters into their own hands, making Brian Laundrie America's most wanted man.
Well, that was one of the things I heard coming in today, is how this crime is being solved through social media. And people are just, this is like the new, was it the Tiger King or whatever that thing was?
Well, maybe. It's not quite that weird, at least not yet.
Well, no,
but pretty weird.
Just the involvement aspect of it.
So, Petito and Laundrie left New York on a cross-country road trip in July, documented their journey west on YouTube and Instagram before Laundrie returned home to Florida alone September 1st.
Yep.
Petito was reported missing by her family on September 11th, and amateur detectives on social media quickly jumped on the case. Shortly after Petito went missing, TikTok sleuths began posting videos analyzing most recent Instagram posts and live streaming press conferences while engaging with followers on where she could be.
Yeah.
They posted a video on September 16th giving an overview of the case, analyzing Petito's hair color in her latest Instagram photo, and racked up tens of thousands of likes.
Right.
One of the commenters on one of the videos identified herself as a cousin and encouraged Paris Campbell, a comedian and writer with 150,000 followers on TikTok, to keep posting and thanking her for her support. Instagram users joined the hunt and lots of influencers, including Nina Angelo, who posted about witnessing a fight between Laundrie and the staff of the Jackson Hole restaurant in August. That was confirmed. On Thursday, a local law firm offered the public a $20,000 reward for information leading to the confirmation of Laundrie's current location. Now, do you think that the parents are cooperating, or do you think they're hiding?
I think they're in on it.
Okay.
They're naive at the best, or they're just darn right in on it.
I mean, you don't know what your kid's going to tell you.
Right.
And you're probably going to want to believe whatever they tell you. But
he came back with her van.
His story makes no sense.
Right.
And why would he go back? I think they're sending him on a wild goose chase.
And somebody needs to pay for that, because the resources that are being used up that could be used for other crimes are being wasted on this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. All right, we got Thomas on the line. Maybe he'll help us solve the crime. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning. Hi, guys. Tomorrow, Mark, when we meet tomorrow, I'll be the guy in the trench coat and the sunglasses and the top hat, okay? Like that.
Somebody said, can you imagine two old geezers in the parking lot of Sheetz swapping 8-tracks?
Hey, let's do it. Let's make it to Sheetz and Madison Heights. I'm
hey,
there.
Hey, dude, you got Molly Hatchet. Cool. Man.
I do have ABBA.
Do you really?
I figured.
Don't make fun of ABBA.
I'm not making fun of ABBA. I love ABBA.
She just doesn't love them on 8-track.
You can't spell it backwards. You ain't got it, huh? What do I mark?
I said she just doesn't love ABBA on 8-track because, you know how the 8-tracks worked. If they couldn't get it quite right halfway through the song, it would change channels on you.
That's right.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I hated that.
That's if that part of your 8-track still worked.
I have to ask you a question, Janet.
Okay.
Earlier you said some kind of festival going on where they're having goats and geese and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Remember that? You said they're having live chickens.
Poultry, yeah. Chickens, guineas, peafowls.
I wouldn't think they have dead chickens, would they?
Well, if they're selling fresh, if they're selling chicken to cook, they would.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah, that is different.
Okay, never mind. you hung me up on ABBA, and I was just lost. I was just like, what the heck?
Well, I'll tell you what. We're getting ready to go to break, but this is for you. Are you ready, Thomas?
Do it.
All right. I'm gonna do it.
Wow, that's so special.
It is.
She's dancing right
Everybody
now.
Everybody loves ABBA.
She's got her groove on there.
I'd like to have that outfit.
Does it glimmer in like your seat of your bicycle, your banana seat?
No, it's velvety and it's like a jumpsuit and they look beautiful.
Wow, they're coming back too.
So pretty.
I wonder how their voices are after all these years.
I don't know.
Yeah. Now, Dancing Queen going out to Thomas.
Look, ABBA doesn't have the most challenging music to sing.
Well, this is true.
Technically. They're probably okay.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So there you go, Thomas. Enjoy.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they are locally owned, family-owned, independent grocery store. They do so much for our community, and if you've got a special order in the meat department, they can take care of that for you. Give their butchers a call and tell them what you need, and I guarantee you they'll take care of it, and they'll have a smile on their face when they do it. Go by and see them and thank them for helping us bring you 5 and Dine here on the show. Today is a fall recipe, getting you ready for the weekend. It's a chicken tortellini soup, and it comes together really quickly. You're going to need 2 cups of cooked chicken cut into small pieces. This is a great way to use leftover chicken as well, or maybe even part of a rotisserie chicken. I've used that. If you've got leftovers, this is a great way to use them. You're going to heat in a large stock pot over medium-high heat. You're going to add in 1 cup of onions, 1 cup of carrots, and 1 cup of celery diced. And you're going to saute that down until they're kind of tender, about 10 minutes. Then you're going to add in your chicken broth, your chicken, your poultry seasoning. Bring that to a boil, reduce the heat, and simmer it. Just let those flavors get all happy. Then you're going to add in your tortellini and simmer until that's just tender, about 5 minutes. Then you're going to season it with salt and pepper to taste and put in some parsley. Now, if you want to make this a creamy soup, which I like to do sometimes, mm-hmm. at the very end, you're just going to put in a little bit of heavy cream, and that'll make it into a beautiful, rich, creamy soup that is also very delicious. Chicken tortellini soup. Check it out by going to Facebook. Type in Janet's Five and Dine. Like that page. You'll see all the recipes that we share. Brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on family-packed chicken thighs, just 85 cents a pound. Family-packed pork steaks and country-style ribs are $1.99 a pound. Crisco oil is $6.99 for a gallon bottle. Peter Pan peanut butter is 2 for $3. And Smucker's jam or jelly is 2 for $4. Text FL Market to 833-605-1804 and join our VIP text club for exclusive deals and flash sales. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
I sat through 3 hours of anything and thought, that was perfect. That, wow. That was right on the money. 3 hours. They do a focus group on that? Is that what they do? At 2 hours and 45 minutes, someone's saying, you know, that's just not getting it done. That is not working at all. I need another quarter hour is what I need. 3 hours? Are you kidding me? That's why I didn't go see Titanic, because it was too long. Before I go see a movie, I found out how long that thing is before I make my way into that movie. But 3 hours every Sunday? Come on!
I've never been to a church where the service was 3 hours long.
I haven't.
And I'm with him. You there's some movies that are like a full-on commitment. Because they're so long.
Yeah, well, it's got to have something to it for me to sit there for 3 hours. Now, I will say this. I will watch 3 hours of Yellowstone in a row. But that's, you know.
Yeah, but you can break that up a little bit.
Well, you can. I mean, you know, you use the restroom during the reload of the next episode. See, it's all the time I need. Enough time to get to the kitchen and get another bowl of whatever.
It's disturbing to me that there's a list of 33 movies that are over 3 hours long.
Yeah.
So, Gone with the Wind was over 3 hours.
Was it Midway, the original Midway, I think, something
Cleopatra,
like that?
Cleopatra, The Godfather Part Two. Mm-hmm. I remember that. And I think, was it Braveheart?
It was a long one, too. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
The Right Stuff.
That was a long one, for sure.
Ben-Hur.
Oh, Ben-Hur, yeah. I think The Ten Commandments. Those are all long movies.
Avengers Endgame.
I believe that was 3 hours.
Lord of the Ring. What on earth?
By the time you figure Avengers Endgame with all the commercials, it's a four-hour event.
Schindler's List.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Mm. 3 hours is a long time.
It is a long time.
So we do our Friday Funnies on Friday. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we talk about is, especially in times like this, it's important to have a good attitude. And
yes,
it's hard to have a good attitude and be pleasant. There is a story coming out of West Virginia, Putnam County, West Virginia,
okay,
about a road work and construction man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a flagger.
Okay.
And, you know, there's nothing that can ruin your day more than road work.
Yeah, yeah.
That can be a real pain.
Yeah.
People get really testy. Mm-hmm. Leon Brock is a traffic flagger on Interstate 64.
Right.
He always has a smile on his face. People have taken notice. when drivers pass by Leon, they repeatedly honk their horns as the waving flagger greets them. And some of his coworkers will be like, Leon, it's not even 7 o'clock in the morning yet. Don't get these people worked up.
Right, right.
And he says, I can't help it. People are just showing respect, just laughing and waving and blowing the horn. I can't stop them.
Mm-hmm.
He says, the key is simple. You just have to have a good attitude.
Yeah.
Sit out at work and keep everybody safe. Keep your job. No accidents. Commuters have given him more than just a passing glance and a honk, too.
Huh.
Says, I don't care what time you go through there, morning, noon, or night. He's out there waving, smiling, dancing. If you go by him and you're in a bad mood, you won't leave that way.
Oh, that's good.
Said one passerby.
Nice.
Brown says, after you drive by him daily and see him doing his enthusiastic greeting of drivers, you realize he's not trying to impress anybody. That's just him. He makes my day. He's a really nice guy.
Oh, that's cool.
Brock says he loves it. He's received expressions of appreciation from drivers, including a coin that says, you make me smile.
Nice.
And letters addressed to the happy flagman.
Nice.
With a God bless you greeting.
Making a difference where he's at.
He's making a difference where he's exactly.
Mm-hmm.
People say if they're getting a job, they're not happy in their job. He is making a difference in the lives of people around him every single day.
Yeah.
And I think that's amazing.
Yep.
Says all you have to do is be nice and people will start being nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you make them laugh and smile. They slow down. Our job is done. Get them safely to where they need to be and have a good day, he says.
Nice.
Yeah. I want people to be able to see him in action. So I'm going to put this on our Facebook page because he's a gem is what he is.
Yeah. We need more of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Well, music tends to get people in a good spot.
Can.
Yeah.
It can make you really sad, depending on
depending on what
you pick. We played Dancing Queen. That always gets you in a good mood.
That brings back a memory of my cousin and my other cousin's girlfriend at the time. That was funny, seeing them. I brought my little system down to Florida for a family reunion, and they came and grabbed the mic from me. They wanted to sing.
I thought maybe you were singing. That's why they were grabbing the mic.
No. This was back before I had, this is a number of years ago. I had wired mics. I didn't have any handhelds. Of course, those are $500 anyways. I wouldn't give them to a half-lit cousin at that point. But yeah, they went out there and sang Dancing Queen, and I have pictures. And everybody seems to remember, oh yeah, I remember when Jane did Dancing Queen. With Sonia.
Right. That's right. So that's a good thing. Well, we hope you've got a great weekend planned. Again, there are a lot of things to take in and do this weekend if you're wanting to get out and about, or maybe you're just going to stay home and get ready for fall.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really going to get you in the mood for fall now.
It was a little bit cool out this morning, too. I could have put the jacket on, and I didn't. I have my light Freedom 424 jacket that just I love because it's light, but yet it can be.
But you didn't bring it.
Well, it's actually in the truck. It was already in there, but I can wear that thing even if it's 35 degrees out. It still is enough there. It's the what is it called? The real nice jackets. They're real thin. Agami or something, or like, I can't remember.
Hey, one more thing that I wanted to mention as far as an event. It's going to be taking place at Rock Pike Baptist Church. John Sines Jr., that's his church. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, they're going to be hosting an evening of unity and celebration of our nation's freedom.
Oh, okay.
Congressman Bob Good's going to be there, State Senator Mark Peek, Pastor Rodney Finch, Sheriff Mike Miller, Sheriff Jimmy Ayers, Pastor Travis Witt, Pastor Jason Binder. They encourage all freedom-loving Americans to attend and wear your patriotic colors. It's an outdoor event, and it's open to the public. There's no admission fee.
Okay, awesome. Patagonia. That's what I was trying to remember. I know. Paragami doesn't even look or sound
squirrel.
Like... Yeah, I know. Hey, make today awesome. Thanks for joining us this week. We'll do it again Monday.